If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Sadly, everybody thinking about Friends, and let's get the latest on Matthew Perry and the death investigation and reaction. Did I hear, Dean, that it might be a few weeks at least before we know more about the exact cause of death?
Yeah, I just a few minutes ago learned that the autopsy has already been completed, and the results are pending a toxicology report. That takes a little longer, and they say probably a couple of weeks until that is complete. We don't really know when they'll be releasing those results. Presumably, it'll be shortly after the results are completed, but that is the very latest now that we know that the autopsy has been completed. Right now, they're listing the official cause of death as deferred because it's pending additional investigation. But on Saturday night, when Matthew Perry was found dead in his hot tub at his home, there were no drugs that were found. There were some prescription medications that were explainable, but no other drugs found. Foul play has been ruled out of this whole thing. His parents arrived at his home early Sunday morning. They issued a statement saying, "You all meant so much to him, and we appreciate the tremendous outpouring of support." So, you know, that's where we are with the latest on what happened. We don't know what condition he was in. We don't know. We do know there have been sources, friends of his, who have said in interviews that earlier that day he had played 2 hours of pickleball. He was quite a tennis player, like a junior champion tennis player, loved pickleball, and had played 2 hours of pickleball earlier that day. Cryptically, just the day before his death, he posted a picture on Instagram of himself in the hot tub, just relaxing, saying, "Oh, the warm waters feel so good," you know, something like that, like people do when they're relaxing in their hot tubs. So, you know, who knows? You know, maybe he played some pickleball and, you know, was relaxing in his hot tub after, and then, you know, what happened from there, we don't know.
Yeah, there certainly has been a lot of reaction. I saw a little snippet of an Adele concert where she talked about Matthew Perry. Talk about some of the tributes that are coming in.
Yeah, one of them, I mean, also just to give you an idea of the reach of the television show Friends, how it was not only a hit here in the U.S. because it was so U.S.-centric, so New York-centric, but it resonated all over the world. The singer Charlie Puth was doing a concert in Melbourne, Australia, on Saturday night, and stopped in the middle of his concert and did this.
Nice.
Beautiful, beautiful acoustic tribute, but that an auditorium, you know, a giant venue, all singing the Friends theme song along. People all over the world have been posting their sympathies and condolences and memories of Matthew Perry all over social media. Matthew Perry was born in the U.S., but he grew up in Canada, where he was childhood friends with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Matthew Perry had once famously talked about that he beat up the Canadian Prime Minister when they were kids. And Trudeau posted a note saying, "Matthew Perry's passing is shocking and saddening. I'll never forget the schoolyard games we used to play. I know people around the world are never going to forget the joy that he brought." Morgan Fairchild, who played his mother on Friends, said, "I'm heartbroken about the untimely death of my, quote, son, Matthew Perry, a brilliant actor. The loss is a shock." Rumor Willis, who is the daughter of Bruce Willis, posted when I was a kid and I was on the set while he and my dad were doing Whole Nine Yards and Whole 10 Yards. He was so kind and funny and sweet with my sisters and me. I know he had many challenges in his life and brought a lot of joy to people with his comedy. Maggie Wheeler, who played Janice on the show, said, "The joy that you brought to so many in your too short lifetime will live on. I feel blessed by every creative moment that we shared." And as you said, Adele stopped her concert in Las Vegas over the weekend and said that he was so open with his struggles with addiction and sobriety. I think that is incredible. If you want, when we come back from the break, I've got a little audio of him talking about his struggles with addiction with Diane Sawyer and that interview that he did with her 1 year ago. Chicago's very
own WGN. Matthew Perry was everywhere recently talking about his very revealing book, wasn't he, Dean?
Yeah, you know what? That was almost 1 year to the day. The book came out November 1st of 2022. So it's, again, a little, you know, cryptic that he would die within that 1 year. But the book was revealing. It was a lot of behind-the-scenes stories of the making of Friends, but what made the biggest headlines was what he was personally going through when he developed an addiction to opioids and was drinking as much as a gallon of vodka a day. Those giant bottles of vodka with the handle on them, drinking that in a day. Mm. And he said you could tell where he was with how he looked. While he was on Friends, when he appeared to be overweight, he was drinking. When he appeared to be too skinny, it was the pills and the drugs. Sat down with Diane Sawyer for a no-holds-barred interview, completely revealing what it was that he was going through and what he hopes people will get out of it.
I've got to help as many people as I can. This isn't fun, you know. You're very nice, and being interviewed by you is great. But like, it's not fun to talk about this stuff. I don't like talking about it. But I know it's going to help people to talk about it. I know the book is going to help people.
How will we know when you're in trouble, when you're not okay?
If I say I'm just going to chill alone at home tonight. And part two, the other thing, is if I ever say I'm cured.
I've said this for a long time. When I die, I don't want Friends to be the first thing that's mentioned. I want that to be the first thing that's mentioned. And I'm going to live the rest of my life proving that.
He was very dedicated to that, of talking about his problems. So if other people were going through the same thing, they would be able to reach out to him. Or to say, at least I'm not alone with all of this. But, you know, what I try to do when I've had deaths in the family, when I've had close friends, things which are just inherently tragic and sad, I always try to think of the things that made me happy about those persons, the things that made me smile. And there is no question that Matthew Perry, as Chandler Bing, gave us plenty of those moments.
Could that report be any later?
I don't sound like that.
Oh, chill.
Yeah, you do.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
Okay, I don't sound like that. That is so not true.
Look at me. I'm Chandler.
Could I
be wearing any more clothes? Maybe if I wasn't going commando.
Chandler's wearing panties.
What? Let me see.
No, you don't have to see.
Hi, Tushy.
All right. Why don't you give me your underpants?
Oh, no.
This is harder than I thought it would be.
Oh, it's going to be okay.
Well, do you guys have to go to the new house right away, or do you have some time? We got some time. Okay, should we get some coffee?
Sure.
Okay. Where?
Yeah, scene from the final the very final scene of the final episode with that. I was, you know, just thinking about this weekend of why I think so many people feel so profoundly sad about it. It's a kind of a loss of our own youth.
Sure.
So many people grew up watching Friends and could relate to everything that they were going through. So, you know, now we've lost the first of the stars of that show, and we feel like part of our own youth, you know, is gone as a result of that. But it's just a horrible, tragic story that, you know, we'll keep an eye on.
Yeah.
I did get a story, though, Bob, while we're talking about Matthew Perry that just came over, that the New Kids on the Block are coming to Chicago. Which is a big, they just announced this concert. It's a big deal for fans of the New Kids. They're going to be at the Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park on June 15th. It's going to be part of their summer tour with Paula Abdul and DJ Jazzy Jeff. Pre-sales begin November the 1st. Regular ticket sales begin on Friday, November 3rd. So
they're not called the New Men on the Block now?
No, it's not sponsored by Depend Undergarments, anything like that. No, it's just
still the kids.
They're still, All right. So.
Thank you, Dean. We'll talk tomorrow.